Thank you for joining us in our learning of the Das Kanem Ala Torah. There are many very interesting comments of the Das Kanem this week, and a lot of very Pesach relevant, Haggadah friendly insights that maybe we'll save some for closer to Pesach, special Pesach edition. But I want to take a look at one comment of the Das Kanem, which I think, first of all, answers a question in the pasuk, gives a couple of different approaches, interesting insights into the situation in Mitzrayim, just like leading up to the first Pesach, as well as some food for thought for a potential theme that you might have noticed in Chazal. So let's take a look. The parak is Yud Beis, the pasuk is Gimel. And this is this one of the longer halachic sections of Parshas Bo. The Sor LeChodesh, they were told on the 10th of the month to take the carbon, to take the sheep, to bring as a carbon Pesach. It'll end up being brought on the 14th, the day before Pesach, Erev Pesach, and it will be eaten that night at the Seder, the night of the 15th. So the Das Kanem are addressing the question of why were they to take the sheep on the 10th, not closer to the 14th, if not the 14th itself. So the Das Kanem quote a couple of approaches based on Chazal. One of them is as follows. It says, "V'kasher ro bechori Mitzrayim kach." When the firstborns of Egypt would see this, so Amru lahel Yisrael ma zos lachem. They would say to the Jewish people, "What's going on?" And Amru lahem, they would say to them, "Pesachu sheip." It's a carbon Pesach, and they basically explain what's going to happen. They're publicizing what would take place the night of Pesach, which was Makas Bechoros. And when the Bechorim heard this, that there was going to be a war, when they heard that they were going to be killed out, so miyad hocha Bechoros etzal ha-Mitzrim, they went to the firstborn Egyptians, went to the other Egyptians, and they said, "Send out Yisrael. Amru lahem, shochu Yisrael, ki atem gorim lanu lamus. You're going to cause us to die." Velo ratzu, and then when the Egyptians said, "No, we're not sending them out," and when Paro and the government said, "We're not letting them out," v'hem hargu bahem kama v'kama. And so there was a civil war that was started. So the Mitzrim, the firstborns, killed many of the non-firstborn Egyptians. The non-firstborn Egyptians killed many of the firstborn Egyptians. So there was a civil war that broke out, and this is alluded to in the pasuk that we say every Shabbos. In Halal Gadol Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav, so we say Lamaki Mitzrayim Bivchoreim Kili Elam Chasto, that what did Hashem do? He struck the Mitzrim with their Bechorim. So what does it mean with their Bechorim? So the simple pshat that people might assume is that he struck them, where it hurts by knocking out the Bechorim, the firstborns. But the Midrash over here, the Midrash Tehillim, that's the Das Kanem we're quoting, is that they struck the Mitzrim with the Bechorim, meaning Hashem sent the Bechorim of Mitzrayim against Mitzrayim. And that is the Makkah. And therefore, this had to happen a few days in advance of Makkas Bechoros, because Hashem wanted to publicize the news of the Makkah to the Mitzrim so that the Bechorim would be aware and start the civil war. And then the Das Kanem quotes another, Va'od itmar b'midrash, a different midrash, basically that this took place on this Shabbos. This Pesach was a Shabbos. Sorry, let me say that again. This event, this 10th of Nisan, was on a Shabbos. One learns that from the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says that Pesach was a Thursday, and therefore this was the Shabbos before. And again, it says, "Kishiro ha-mitshim shalokin ha-psachim l'shchot." So when the Egyptians saw that the Jewish people were taking in these sheep to bring as a carbon Pesach, niskabtu aleihem laharkon, they gathered together against them to kill them, right? The Baal Tosfos explained here, ki yirasan shel Mitzrayim haya behemos, right? The animals were a deity, were a god to the Egyptians, especially the sheep. So they're seeing the Jewish people taking their gods and tying them to their bedposts, and they're making noise Bang and the Egyptians gather together to kill the Jews. And then the pasuk says, sorry, the Baal Tosfos continue, Va'asa lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neis v'nitzol. Hashem made a big neis and he saved them. Ulekach kore Shabbos HaGadol mipnei HaGadol HaNeis. And this is why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. He says because of because Gadol HaNeis, because there is a great neis that took place, a great miracle in that Hashem saved Klal Yisrael from the angry Egyptians. So how does this answer the original question? So it looks like it wasn't that Hashem, you know, as like an afterthought. This is the way I'm understanding it. Hashem wasn't saving them as an afterthought, like, oh no, we're in trouble. Because the Jewish people caught the attention of the Egyptians, and now I have to save them. But it could be that the Baal Tosfos and the Das Akeinu are saying that Hashem intended for this to take place. Hashem wanted to create this opportunity for the Jewish people to be Moser Nefesh, to do something that could put their lives on the line, and then Hashem wanted to respond by miraculously saving them to create this event called Shabbos HaGadol for all time. And there's a lot more to say about that, maybe on a week that it actually is Shabbos HaGadol, but this is another purpose, again, for the publicizing of what was going to take place. So whether, according to the first approach, it was to publicize Makos Bechoros in advance to create a civil war within Mitzrayim, or another pshat over here is that Hashem wanted to create an opportunity for the Jewish people to do something with great Mesiras Nefesh and the opportunity to miraculously save them from the attacking Mitzrim. Now, all of that is great and it works out and explains why they needed advance notice, but the question is, why does it need so much advance notice? So, that's what the Das Akeinu tackle next. Umihu tzarech litein tam lama mikachum v'esar. We have to give a reason why it had to start from the 10th. Before I get to what he says, I think that we could already answer it. According to the second approach we just said, it's Lav Dafka the 10th. That's not the thing that's the most significant. Rather that it was Shabbos, right? Meaning there's something special about the Shabbos before, not necessarily the 10th. And that's also an idea you could speak about more when we get to Shabbos HaGadol. But anyway, the Das Akeinu, feels the need to give a reason for why they took it specifically 4 days in advance of the actual time, right? They took it on Yud Nisan, and the carbon was to be brought on Yud Dalet Nisan, Erev Pesach. So they quote Rashi first. They say, "Vomer Rashi she's asking with Bris Milah v'Dam Pesach Arba Yamim," that it was specifically on the 10th because Rashi says that they would be involved in the Bris Milah and Dam Pesach for 4 days. But then he says, "Umakshim arba yamim lama." But we ask, like, why does it have to be dafka 4 days? It could be there's, you know, that it would take 4 days to make sure the carbon is a kosher carbon. But somebody says over here, he says, "Va'omer harav Yitzchak me Ibro." Yitzchak from Ibro says, "Kedeshi molu v'yishu shloshe yamim achar mila kodem sheyetzel derech." Why did it have to be 4 days in advance of actually bringing the carbon? Because they wanted to, they were going to get a Bris Milah earlier on, maybe probably, I guess, the 10th, and they wanted full 3 days for recovery, which we've seen Chazal say this before. We've seen it by Avraham, 3 days after his Milah is the greatest pain. We see it by Shechem, 3 days after the Bris Milah of the mass circumcision in Shechem, Shimon and Levi attacked. There was a discussion regarding Moshe and his son as well. And therefore, in order to make sure that they would have the Bris Milah and then 3 days of recovery time, Hashem wanted that to take place before they would actually leave and go on the road. I don't know exactly the math and how it works out. If they got a Bris Milah on the 10th, and then the 11th, 12th, and 13th is their full recovery, and then the 14th is already Erev Pesach, and that's how they were getting ready, and then they would end up leaving the following morning, the morning of the 15th. But that's the approach of Rav Yitzchak from Ibro, that why it had to be 4 days. Now, we did a lot, and just to leave some food for thought, is that it seems to me that there is some sort of theme here, and you can think about it on your own, about this idea of getting a bris milah and traveling after. We know Moshe, when he first arrived, or was first on his way to Mitzrayim, he almost lost his life, because Chazal say he delayed a bris milah, he didn't want to do it while on the road. We know that Chazal tell us that the Levim did get a bris milah throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, and the rest of Klal Yisrael did not, and that's why there was a mass circumcision done by Yehoshua when they first entered Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, Chazal speak about this theme a lot, in particular regarding Mitzrayim, regarding entry to Mitzrayim, and regarding the leaving of Mitzrayim and the entry to Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of discussion about bris milah and getting it before or during or after being on the road. So why do they speak about that so much? And how does that connect to Shovim? So we've gone a little long, but we'll leave it as food for thought.